Okay, so today we're diving into a podcast episode all about building smart money habits.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and they're all about like easy tips for everyday life. And you know, who doesn't want a little more financial peace of mind, right?
Right, exactly.
It's kind of like we're doing a deep dive into a deep dive,
Yeah.
you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty meta. But what I find fascinating about these tips is it's like they break down these kind of overwhelming financial concepts, into like these manageable steps. It's not about being like a financial guru overnight. It's about making small changes that like add up over time.
And it reminds me of that saying, like, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step or something like that.
Yeah, totally.
But before we even like take that first step,
Yeah.
our source material emphasizes something really important:
Okay, what's that?
setting clear financial goals.
That's huge. It's like having a destination in mind before you start a road trip.
Totally.
Without that clear goal, you might end up, driving in
Well,
circles, right?
so do you have any financial goals that you're working towards?
I've been thinking about finally like taking that trip to Italy I've always dreamed of.
Oh, wow.
It's been on my bucket list forever.
That's a great goal.
Yeah.
And I think by setting that goal, you're more likely to make like those small daily choices that support it,
Right.
like bringing your lunch to work instead of, eating out every day.
Right.
Suddenly that, boring brown bag is like a symbol of you getting closer to that trip to Italy.
I love that. Yeah, it's amazing how like a clear goal can really change your perspective.
Yeah, totally.
But before I start like booking flights and picturing myself sipping espresso in Rome, maybe I should figure out where my money's actually going, right? For sure. Our source material suggests tracking your spending, maybe using an app or even just like a simple spreadsheet.
Yeah, I mean, it's really about awareness.
Okay.
Think of it like taking inventory before going grocery shopping.
You need to know what you have and what you need, before making a list. You don't have to track every penny at once. Even just focusing on a few major categories, like groceries or entertainment or transportation, can be really eye-opening.
That makes sense. So we know where the money's going. We've
Yes.
got our goals in sight. What's next?
Well, now it's about prioritizing your savings. And the source material introduces this concept of paying yourself first.
Ooh, I've heard of that.
Okay, hey you?
Yeah, so it means putting money into your savings like as soon as you get paid, right?
Exactly. Instead of saving whatever's left over at the end of the month, you make savings like a non-negotiable expense. You're basically shifting your mindset from I'll save what I can to savings is a priority.
I like that.
Just like paying rent or utilities.
It's like putting your oxygen mask on first,
Yeah.
before helping others on a plane.
Right, exactly.
You can't help others if you're not taking care of yourself
For
first.
sure.
And speaking of taking care of ourselves, the source material also talks about like the importance of building an emergency fund.
Yes.
That's something I've been meaning to get serious about.
That's a crucial safety net. Like imagine having like a sudden car repair or an unexpected medical bill. Having an emergency fund can mean the difference between, handling those situations with ease or going into debt.
Totally. And speaking of debt, the Source podcast makes a point of differentiating between like good and bad debt. They suggest tackling high interest debt first, maybe using something called the debt snowball method.
Ah, the debt snowball method.
Yeah, have you heard of that?
Yeah, so this is a strategy where you focus on paying off your smallest debt first, regardless of the interest rate.
Interesting.
It's a great way to kind of like build momentum and stay motivated as you pay off each debt. You roll that payment amount into the next smallest debt, so it creates like the snowball effect.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, I can see how the psychological boost of seeing those debts like disappear one by one would be encouraging. But
Totally.
what exactly defines like good debt?
So, good debt is generally considered debt that has the potential to increase your net worth over time. So, like a mortgage, for example, can be considered good debt because over time you build equity in your home. Investing in education can also be considered good debt because it can lead to higher earning potential.
Makes sense.
On the other hand, bad debt typically offers no such return and often carries high interest rates, like credit card debt.
So it's not just about getting out of debt, it's about strategically managing it.
Exactly.
But let's be honest, sometimes we need a little reminder to spend wisely, even when we don't have like looming debt.
Yeah.
The source material emphasizes mindful spending, which I think is brilliant.
I agree. Mindful spending isn't about like deprivation. It's about aligning your spending with your values. It's about asking yourself, does this purchase truly add value to my life?
Right.
Or is this something I really need or just want in the moment?
Exactly. It's about being intentional with our money and making choices that reflect our priorities.
Yes.
And the source even suggests these little tricks, like implementing a 24-hour rule before making like big purchases.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
I love that it's like hitting the pause button
yeah.
before giving in to those impulse buys.
It's a great way to avoid buyer's remorse.
Right.
Often that initial urge to buy kind of fades after a day.
Yeah.
And you realize you didn't really need that item after all.
Totally. And they also make it clear that it's okay to budget for fun and like enjoy those occasional treats guilt-free.
Of course.
It's all about balance, right?
Absolutely.
But, you know, beyond just like saving and spending wisely.
Yeah.
We should probably talk about investing too, right?
Absolutely. The source material touches on the importance of investing for the future.
Okay.
And they break down some basic options like stocks, bonds, and retirement accounts.
Yeah.
It can seem daunting, but they do a good job of just explaining these concepts.
I know investing can feel intimidating.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have to be.
No, not at all.
And they also highlight the power of compound interest, which is such a fascinating concept.
Yeah. So imagine you invest like $1,000 today with compound interest. You're not just earning interest on that initial amount.
Right.
You're also earning interest on the accumulated interest year after year.
Wow.
This snowball effect can lead to substantial growth over time.
That's incredible.
Even if you start with a small amount, the key is to start early and let time work its magic.
It really emphasizes the importance of starting early, even if it's just a small amount.
For sure.
It's like planting a seed and watching it grow into like a mighty tree.
Exactly. And while it's essential to do your research and maybe even seek advice, you know, before diving into the investment world,
yeah,
the source emphasizes starting simple.
Okay.
There are many low-cost options available that can help you get started on your investing journey.
That's great advice. So to wrap things up, it seems like the key takeaway from this deep dive into smart money habits is to pick one habit to start with and build from there.
I completely agree. And building on that idea of paying yourself first,
yeah.
I'd love to leave you with a thought. If you could invest in one thing for your future self, what would it be?
Ooh, that's a great question to ponder.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us for this financial deep dive, everyone.
Yes, thank you.
We hope you found it insightful and feel inspired to start building some smart money habits.
Yeah.
Even if it's just one small step at a time.
One step at a time.
Keep exploring these ideas and remember your future self will thank you.
Absolutely.
All right. See you next time.
Bye.